Yael, can you help me with this crossword puzzle? I need a four-letter word that has something to do with good table manners.
Okay, but why are you jogging in place?
Because I'm trying to solve the puzzle.
Right, but what does jogging have to do with it?
It's what scientists call embodied cognition, how the body affects the mind and vice versa. The idea is that moving your body in certain ways can help you solve problems. For example, in one study, participants were presented with a puzzle. They had to figure out how to tie together strings hanging from rafters spaced far enough apart that they couldn't grasp both at the same time. While they were trying to solve the puzzle, about half the participants were told to swing their arms back and forth. The others were told to stretch their arms.
So, what happened?
The arm swingers were 40% more likely to solve the problem. It involved tying an object to one string and swinging it so they could grab it while holding the other string.
So the physical act of arm swinging led to a similar mental solution.
Right. The larger point is that the mind isn't separate from the body. How we move and behave in physical ways can affect and enhance how we think.
Cool. And by the way, the word you're looking for is mind, as in mind your manners?
Thanks.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Michael Jones in psychology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.
Don't have enough A Moment of Science in your life? You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Visit our website, amomentofscience.org, for details.